Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's poppin', my niggas? You already know what it is, man. You let a man in the fucking building, PSA fucking podcast. Got a good guest coming off a little bit to talk about a couple of his battles. Give me a second right quick. Going live, you already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. Your boy Dre in the fucking building. Fresh off his battle with fucking Sirius Jones. I got to talk to this man about this battle. Talk to him about a lot of stuff. First time on the show, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people got this cat on his Mount Rushmore. I respect this dude very much for what he's done for the culture. But we got to talk and have some real talk, respectfully, of course, some grown man conversations. Let me get my guy in here, man. Diz, what's popping, my nigga?
What up?
What's good, bro?
What's good, man?
How are you?
Chilling, man. Just living.
All right. Diz,
what's popping?
Let's get right into it, man. You in Sirius Jones, man. How you calling it?
How am I calling it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty... already been vocal on my fucking Twitter about it. I'm just not happy with the performance, whatever. Yeah, man.
Okay.
I think it was the worst show. Right. I mean, just keeping it a buck.
Why though? That's for somebody your caliber who's been doing this for a long time, and you getting the names, bro. You've been getting the names for years. Why so flat in this battle, in your opinion? What went left in your opinion?
I think motivation, I think, is the opponent. Just the way it happened, the strategy wasn't structured right. What else I'd say that was factored into it? Just pretty much not being in my element and being my usual self in the battle, you know, being focused. I'm not going to blame too much on, you know, on him throwing me off and doing all the extra shit, even though he was doing all that shit. But, you know, a lot of it's also my focus. And it just wasn't there in the battle, you know what I mean? I mean, to me, I've been battling so much, I know this shit happens, so it's not like... You know, and another thing is, I think when you don't have as much time as, you know, all the classic battles that people want to bring up, and they use those battles as examples of what they want to see from me, they don't understand those battles. You know, we have time to prepare for those battles, and they're actually battles that, you know, I wanted, and there was a lead up to it, and there was just a whole presentation and time to actually, you know, marinate on the rhymes and just, you know, that this shit was quickly structured, and it just, I guess, wasn't enough for me to be focused fully, you know what I'm saying, in case I got thrown off.
Now, Diz, you say throwing off a lot, though. Was Sirius Jones really throwing you off, brother? Because to be respectfully to you, Diz, I didn't see, mind you now, I ordered the pay-per-view, and I watched it, obviously, when King of the Dot dropped on the channel. So,
I mean,
shout out to King of the Dot also.
Can't say you didn't see it, first of all. Definitely, he was, everybody can talk, I mean, like, hundreds of people have mentioned it, except people that are fucking haters, you know what I'm saying? everybody's, but the reality of the situation is, I do think, in your defense, yeah, it looked way less on camera, like, the way it translated, like, you can't see a lot of the shit that he's doing, it's not catching it, even him whispering and talking to other people during my fucking rounds and just all the extra bullshit he was doing because he was getting all fucking nervous that my shit was getting off and people were starting to react. That shit, you don't really catch that much on camera, but I mean, it's still there. You know, the whole saxophone thing, shit that he did with his hand, he made the crowd pretty much laugh during my fucking scheme. Like, I'm trying to build up to a scheme, he had them laugh.
Diz, come on, Diz, hold on. Fam,
look,
Diz,
I'm not even going to go
I fucks with you, bro. Diz, I fucks
look,
with
it
you.
Is what it
I
is.
Can't let you get away with that, though.
I don't give a fuck, man. Like, I don't, you know, if I prepare my fucking rhymes and I come there and I'm trying to spit my shit, like, just chill the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? All that extra shit, you know, then acting like he wants to fight and all that shit. It's just laughable fucking funny shit.
At,
camera because he's not doing any of that shit off camera. And then when it's time for the camera, it comes on. It's all this extra bullshit. You know what I mean? So, you know,
but
you
this,
guys think that's cool. You think cats should be able to get away with shit like that? For me, it's fuck
no, no, whoa, 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 this, not at all. But this, hold on. You do the same thing, though, this. You do the
no,
same
I don't.
Fucking
what
thing,
do you
bro,
mean?
Respectfully.
What? No,
this,
I
watched you for this. I've been watching
look,
you since
can't
grind
use
time.
What I did against him. You can't use what I did against him, first of all.
No, 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 no. Look, this. I'm saying this to you, brother. I've been watching you since grind time.
So name another person.
You
I
always
did
talk shit. You always talk shit through people's mouths, man. Always.
No. All right, well, check this out, bro. You can go watch the Solomon battle. You can go watch the Dumbfounder battle. All my recent battles. It was great. I love those battles.
You and Iron Solomon is a fucking classic. Certified classic. You and DNA, certified classic.
I don't have to juggle my shit, like sit there, try to remember my bars and have to deliver my shit perfect when the dude's acting up. And to be honest with you, there's going to have to be in the future when I battle people some kind of thing. Like, if you do anything during my round, it's unlimited now. Like, I can rap as long as I want to. Like, if you're going to do fuckery shit, you can't put me on no two-minute shit and then say that I can't respond to it or all this shit. Because then now it's becoming a joke, and that shit ain't battle rap to me no more. I don't give a fuck how anybody feels about it, to be honest with you. I've been in this shit longer than everybody, so my fucking opinion matters more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really care.
No, no, no. And that's the thing.
No, that's the thing, fam.
I'm
supposed to be able to do that, and I'm supposed to respond to it within the time limit. I ain't got to do none of that. Like I'm just saying, like, if you going to do stupid shit, that's cool. I'm going to have to be able to respond to it. And I don't want to have to do time limits and stupid ass shit because he had that shit whole planned out in his head. He kept on messaging me, telling me, oh, you better not go over. Like, a couple of seconds is okay, but if it's 30 seconds over, like, who the fuck scared?
But this, you know why he did all this. Let's have some dialogue here. You are known. That's why I watch you a lot, this. I watch you a lot, so I feel like I can say this to you, my brother. I feel sometimes when you battle, you go over the time limit a lot. A lot of times you battle, you tell Gully, Bishop Brigante, Organic, you tell these guys all the time, don't stop my fucking time.
I tell them
and you get heated.
But I tell them beforehand, I ain't being stopped. It's not my problem. Everyone's a pussy when it comes to setting up battles. Everyone's scared, and they always trying to go to 2 minutes, and, oh, he better not be able to go over. And I tell people from the beginning, look, bro, I'm going to go over. And I've announced it this time. I'm not doing no more time rounds. So, like, you want to get a battle with me, you ain't going to get time rounds. And I sell the most.
But this, isn't that kind of fucked up? Hold on. If you're battling me, right, me and you battling, and you're getting more bars off me, that's basically, if you're getting more bars off me, how's that fair?
Because how is it fair to me that you can't come up with more bars?
Because there's a time limit, sir. You sign a contract for a certain amount of time.
They allow fucking amateurs to become professionals. What we do, you know, you got to be able to go for a long time. You can't just do your little 1-2 minute shit and think you're a fucking winner. Like, I'm done with this shit. This shit's a joke. It's child's play shit. Like, for me, I can't even give you 10% of my ability. Why am I battling? Why am I battling if every time I come to a battle, I have to cut all my creativity short? Nah, man. It's not my fault other people can't go for long and be entertaining. And you can't say I'm not. Because my best battles, the ones that everyone liked, had no time limits. DNA, Cannabis, name it. The ones that you like, Sway, any one of those battles, had no time limits. That's why, because I get to rock, do my thing. Like, all this extra shit, man, like, in strategy and you know, it's becoming too mainstream or, I don't know, structured. It's just a gimmick now. Like, for real.
But this, hold on, this,
yeah,
let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. We gotta have to have a Q&A here. Now, you said it yourself, you've been doing this for a long fucking time. You probably have more battles under your resume than a lot of cats. Is that safe to say? You and DNA probably got
cats.
The most battles? Yeah.
Definitely
now,
not.
With that being said, where's the professionalism in a guy that's been doing this for so long that a guy, if he is throwing you off, because truthfully, Diz, I got to be honest, I didn't feel he threw you off. I felt you just seemed to lose focus sometimes when you're on stage.
No, you did. And I did lose focus too. Like, I'm not gonna say I didn't, but the thing is, though,
right.
You got to know where I'm at in my career and the amount of battles that I had. Is I'm not gonna sit there and try to rebuttal it. I don't have time for that. I've already done that. I'm not going to rebuttal every fucking battle when I only have 2 minutes to get the material off that I fucking remembered. I'm not going to keep on responding and bringing this shit up every single battle someone wants to throw me off because they know, you know, they want to do shit because they know I'm going to respond. And now it's just becoming this technical issue where people are just doing it on purpose. And if they want to do that, that's fine. Now I'm just going to be – if you want to do stupid shit while I'm rapping because you're a pussy and you don't trust in the ability of your – by the way, I will never look at anybody that fucking sits around and fucking does all that crazy – like if you do – if you respond once and say some shit, that's fine. Like if I said something and then he talked during my round one time, that's fine. But when you're completely dancing
through my – you were talking through the man's
person,
rounds too, though.
You're nervous.
Man, this, you were talking through this.
This,
you were talking through this man's rounds too, bro.
You think because he talked during my round and now he's going to – you think that I'm the type of person that's going to let somebody then get their round off. You're out of your fucking mind. And anybody who thinks that I'm going to let somebody sabotage my shit and think they're going to get their shit off is out of their fucking mind because I'm not going to let
this. Hold on a second. Have you watched the battle? Hold on. Have you watched the battle since it's been out?
Yeah, I watched the battle. And
okay,
trapped.
So when you watched the battle,
he lost.
Who lost?
He did.
No, disaster. This. Let me tell you something.
I fucks with you
more than Sirius Jones. Me and Jones don't get along. Let me throw this out to you. This. So
it
when I say
matter.
This, you
like,
can't say it does matter to them. I gotta be honest with you. Me and
your opinion. But you're giving more credit than you should. It's just your opinion. That's
but
the reality.
It's not just an opinion. I do a show here, fam.
I've talked to 1,000 other people that agree with me, so I don't need to. I don't need to be bugged.
But those are your fans, though. But there's, hold on. Would you agree?
No,
not convincing it. Just have them. This. Let me ask you a question. Would you agree?
He's a biter. And listen, man. Listen. It's getting to the point where, you know, I don't really think most y'all that watch battle raps, you really haven't been in this like us long enough to be able to tell us what we think is not good and what's good. When he uses lines that I've heard before, already your opinion is just opinion to me because I've already heard all that material.
Diz. That's like telling me Diz. That's like telling me because I don't play in the NBA, I can't critique a game. Diz, hold on, fam. That's like telling me I can't watch basketball because I'm not an NBA, I can't critique a game. That's not fair.
It doesn't matter because you obviously haven't heard these lines before. They're new to you. That's why you're fascinated. Because
Diz, you wasted material on Sharon. Diz, hold on, Diz.
You hear lines, listen, man. You hear lines like Holocaust and like Disney and like, bro, I could like name 100 of them that you could wait, like all that shit, bro, all that biting shit that he does. When you bite 7 times per round, you don't win battles. In your guys' world, yeah, because you know what? You're in.
No, it's this. This. Oh, you got to hear me, fam. So this.
The thing is, you got to know the type of battle rap.
Diz, you're not being right on the show, you know. You're trying to talk, over-talk me on the show. But that's okay, because I fucked with you. But this.
Point, and I got
to
be able to.
Okay, I respect that, but let me make a point also, brother.
Now, listen to the type of battle rap y'all think is good is battle rap that's not based on original material. You're okay with hearing somebody recycle a line 20 times differently as long as he says it in a different way to you. And that's the reality. We come from a different school. The guys that you look at that entertain you are biters to me. With, like, his whole...
Hold on, my nigga. Hold on, this. You're not talking to a new nigga that started watching battle rap, my nigga. Hold on, this. You're not talking to a new nigga that started watching battle rap yesterday or started being in hip-hop culture.
No, whatever. Let's say you got.
I'm an old head in this shit, my nigga. This.
You don't.
Hold on, my nigga. This. Disaster. This. You gonna let me say something to you, brother? Your first round, right? You wasted the first 15 or 20 seconds talking about Sharon. Hold on. Talking about Sharon.
I'll give you that. Okay.
Addressing Sharon and not addressing the guy that's in front of you, to Sirius Jones, right?
But don't.
Then
you
went into spiel about Mad Hopper.
Me and him had something going.
Don't get me wrong, I appreciate the bars, and I would like to see you and Sharon battle. That's just me, though. I think that's a battle that should happen.
But look, I wasn't. Look, I'll be honest with trying to waste my round talking about him. That's why I asked even Sirius Jones before the battle. I was like, "Yo, can I get like 30 seconds to talk about Cerrone too?" And he said no. And like, so I had to put it in there because I had to diss Cerrone. Like, I'm in Toronto.
First of all, you went to your opponent and told him. Why would you go to Sirius Jones, your opponent, ask him that, dude? First of all.
Because he was so worried about me going over 2 minutes. He was acting like a fucking little bitch. What you want me to say? He was being a pussy. Like, that. I don't respect that shit. So, whatever.
This,
I was like, look.
How you feel you won this battle, old fam?
What?
How you feel you won this battle?
Let me explain something to you.
All right, go ahead.
Let's say in your mind, Sirius Jones won, right? Okay, cool. All right, I'll give you that. Let's say
I'm not the only one, though.
What constitutes a win? But listen, but what constitutes a win? This is the question. The question is, if you really beat me like that, right? If people really believe that Sirius Jones beat me like that, do you think he would have to go beg Hollow for a battle, or do you think that it would be naturally, it would naturally lead up to it, and you wouldn't have to say that the fans would ask for it; they'd be begging for it. You wouldn't be over there.
What's that got to do with your battle, though? I understand where you're going with it, but what's that got to do with you and Sirius Jones?
Look, because when you beat somebody, you got to move up. You move up in the stock. So, like, if he really beat me, he wouldn't have to ask, beg for other battles. Like, and that's the reality of the situation. Is a win is self-explanatory to the rest of the world. I beat myself, and if you want to say I didn't win the battle, I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying, you know, me getting bodied and I lost, like, it's kind of some laughable shit, because first of all, you can't get bodied by material that's been said before. I don't think you guys understand.
What did
that.
He say to you before, not, though? What did he say to you before? You talked about math.
So
you wasted
headlines.
Material on math.
Listen, man, this is a disaster.
I understand you and this man.
If I name 10 lines, would you let me off the hook?
I don't know. I have to revisit the battle. You got to tell me where these battles come from. I got to research this.
Lines,
you know how this works?
10 fucking bitten lines is not enough to say, like, okay, this guy is not.
Of course it is. But I'd have to revisit the other person who said
okay,
the
so
same
let me,
rhymes
let
you're
just,
insinuating, allegedly saying that Sirius Jones took. But then.
But let me just try to remember off the top, because his shit, there was so much fucking ridiculous shit in there that I just. You know, I'll just try to remember some of them, bro. Look, so the terrorist shit, everybody's been talking about that. The Kuwait shit, that was like a DNA line. The Holocaust line was my line. The Disney line was literally T-Rex and Official who said it to me. So that was like super fucking recycled. He literally has shit where he, bro, I mean, there's so much shit. Like, if I seriously start telling you right now, there's too many lines in there that have just been said a billion times before, and you just don't get points for that. You can't get points.
So how you give yourself points for talking about Math Alpha throughout this battle? How do you give yourself points?
First of all, you could go back and watch it. I didn't talk about him for 3 rounds. I talked about him for the first round and barely mentioned him again throughout the battle, like one more time.
You said it in the second round again, though, Diz.
Listen,
I recap that battle, Diz.
The second and third round were 80-90% other material. The first round, yes. Okay, why could I talk about Math Alpha? Because I, out of all people, is the only one that could talk about it to him. That's why. Because I don't give a fuck what other people said to him. I'm saying it to him. And you know what's so crazy?
You don't think that was OD, though?
No, it was fucking great jokes. Putting math on a hook and all the shit on the contract. I don't give a fuck what talking about. All that shit is fire. All that shit. Nobody can say that to him. The only person that can get away with that. And
it
that's
didn't hit,
why
though, Diz. It didn't hit hard, though, Diz. Pause. It did hit hard, though, fam. It just did hit hard.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Respectfully, you have a big fan base. Hold on, Diz. Respectfully, you have a big fan base. So they're going to rock with you regardless. And I got problems with fans at the time not telling their favorite battle rap, but they lost.
I mean, you know, a lot of lines didn't hit, and that's cool. But, you know, hey, shit happens. And, I mean, for me, it was a learning experience, to be honest with you. I needed that shit. And that shit did not affect me in any way that people wanted to affect me. I think people
let me ask you a question. I've had people come on this show saying, if disaster can't be Sirius Jones, how the hell does he think he deserves Hollow? What do you say to people that say that?
To be honest with you, like, Hollow himself thinks that's a joke, so who cares what people think? Who cares if some hater
okay.
said that? As long as Hollow
okay.
doesn't say, yo, if you can't beat Sirius Jones, I won't battle you. If Hollow says that, then yeah, that's I'm not gonna argue with him if he comes out and tells me, yo, you lost to Sirius, I don't want to battle you. If he says that, then that's very understandable. The reality is he told Sirius that, you know, I probably wrote for him on the plane and I didn't take him serious and he doesn't think anything of it. Anyways, without saying much, I mean, me and Hollow are still having like laughable. It's laughable that Sirius thinks from a performance like that that now I'm removed and motherfuckers could actually bring in the amount of pay-per-view and have, like, it's kind of pathetic to even talk about this shit, to be honest with you. Again, what...
Why is it pathetic? Sirius, listen, regardless of what me and Sirius Jones don't rock with each other,
still
I still got to respect what this man has done. This man's been...
But
hold on, Diz, you're battling a man from the Smack DVD eras, my G. What do you mean?
It doesn't matter. His worth isn't what it was back then. He doesn't pull in money like that. That's why he wasn't on the card, because he wasn't really needed for the promotion.
But hold on, now you're saying that now after the battle. You weren't saying this prior to the battle when it got introduced to you. I don't understand
obviously
how this works.
I'm not going to say that prior to the battle. I'm hyping the battle up. That's common sense.
Mm-hmm.
The reality of the situation is I'm always going to bring in the numbers I bring in. People are entertained as shit. Not one person. Did you know that I literally tripled the numbers of the whole event on pay-per-view and not one person said, give me a refund? So, like, what?
Let's be real. Diz, hold on.
What are you really arguing about, Dre?
No, listen. I'm going to be real. Hold on. Diz, I'll be honest with you. When I think of King of the Dot, you're one of the first names that come to the average battle rap fan. Disaster's name comes first. You, Pat Stage, Sharone. You a Pat. Who's the biggest name?
Bro, like, you should know that. Like,
I'm asking you, though. I want to hear from, because some people say Pat Stay. Some people say Disaster because you've been here longer, obviously.
But I mean,
but King of the Dot is based out in Canada.
Things in statistics and facts are two different things. Like, the reality is I'm the biggest draw King of the Dot has, and by far. I mean, it's not even close. You know what I mean? So... You know, at the end of the day, unless my stock gets hurt and I don't become a big draw anymore, Dre, that's when you can say, yo, Diz, you lost the battle. Do you understand where I'm coming from or no?
Diz, I just want you to take this battle serious, man. You get Cassidy, you get Cannabis. Diz, listen to the names you be getting, fam. Cannabis, Cassidy, Sirius Jones, Arsenal.
There's no such thing as lost a battle that isn't judged. People don't even lose battles anymore because... Not even real battles.
Us the fans are the judges, though, sir. We are the judges.
Okay,
us the fans are the judges.
Opinion. So what do I do about the fucking half the people that are saying that I won? Then what do you do about them?
No, Diz, those are your fans. Those are your
cool.
fanboys
what?
Who are the disaster fanboys.
Hey, that's not my problem.
Those are the disaster stands. No,
it's
those are the disaster stands
hey,
that love your ass so much that they think. No, I'm not dissing your fans. I respect. No, I'm not at all. I would never disrespect your fans, but those are your fanboys who scared to tell you they feel you caught an L.
They can't be mad at me, but you can't be mad at a dude for having more fans. Like, you can't. Like,
I'm not mad at the fan base. I'm mad at the fan base not keeping it real with you guys when the general consensus is that you lost the battle.
Right. But I'm not saying you. I'm just saying in general when people want to be like, oh, this is fans. But it's like, how are you going to be mad at me when my fans alone are just damn near as loud as the whole battle scene combined? Like, bro. So, yeah, cool, man. Fucking your fans are going to always agree with you. Then if I'm going to always stay entertaining and I'm always going to make money and I'm always going to be worth the entertainment and people are going to still expect me to do better next time and they're still looking forward for me to make it up, then I win, bro.
Let me tell you why I got a problem with all of this. Let me tell you why I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that because I feel as fans, we should be telling the battle rappers that we rock with respectfully. You don't got to be going, yo, Diz, you suck. That's ridiculous. Don't talk like that. But, Diz, I feel you lost the battle. You my man. I rocked with you. But this is not the disaster that I fucks with.
No, and I respect people that say that because I'm not one of those people who tries to reverse people's opinions. Like, that reminds me of, like, people in politics and shit like that. Like, I respect people's opinions. Like, if somebody tells me, yo, I feel like he lost the battle, I know that in his mind, he liked hearing a certain thing probably, and he heard something from that person that he liked more. Who am I to try to convince that person otherwise? So in this battle, you heard something from Sirius Jones that was more effective to your ears. I'm not, no matter what I say, I'm not going to change it.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on now. What about putting hands on him, Diz? You of all people, respectfully, dog. You should not be putting
well,
hands
I
on nobody about a rap diss. Come on now.
How about that, bro? I don't like being
nah, Diz, you can't this. You can't be taking it there, fam. Come on, man. You of all people. Come on, Diz. You know that shit, fam. You
in world,
certain
bro.
Things. Not in that ring, though. You turn into a fucking monster. You turn into a monster when you get in that ring. You be on some next
yeah,
shit. I be telling yo, Diz, you either fuck some pussy or smoke a spliff before you battle. I don't know, my nigga.
Nah, man, it's a respect thing, fool. Like, I don't know, man. What I mean, you know, I know I overreacted, but whatever, man. Like, it's in the moment. Like, you start playing with
and,
my fucking shit.
And real quick, that guy you brought, the guy you brought from New York, was that some real shit? Who was this guy?
I didn't bring him from New York. He was coming to the battle.
But was that
and
real when you brought him out there?
Look, I don't even want to talk about that situation, to be honest with you,
okay.
Because that is like...
I'll leave it alone. I'll leave it alone.
Honestly, I don't really care about that situation. And I think that was a mistake. I'll say that. I probably shouldn't have did that. I probably
you shouldn't have done that. No, you shouldn't have. I got to tell you, that was Archie Bunker Award. No,
yeah,
this.
It reminds
have done
me
of
the arcane paper shit. It backfired for sure. But,
yes,
I mean,
it did. Good call.
He had an incredible rebuttal. See, I'll give credit where it's due. He had a – I couldn't even believe the rebuttal he had for that. For me, that was like the craziest shit that he did. But it just – like in my head – if he did way more of that, he would have fucking murdered me. But, I mean, he did that once, and it was just – it was crazy, though. I was shocked, honestly. I didn't even hear it on the spot. I heard it again when I watched it.
So what's next for you, man?
Oh, man, bunch of shit, dog. Bunch of shit.
Can
man.
You
–
like, what's
back. I'm gonna make it
what's
up.
It?
I'm going to make it up real quick. I will.
I mean, we'll talk. You need to do that, though, fast.
I'm going to make it up real fast. I have to. I was going to sit out for a while, but, like, because I thought I was going to fucking completely shred him. Now that that shit did not go according to plan, I'm going to have to do something real quick, man, and I'm going to prepare
some
for
some people
it
got,
real.
Yo,
so,
my man, some people don't even got you beat in hollow at all, bro. And they people, fans are going off battles, and that's what we did. The official, listen, there's, they people got a problem with your official battle, and people got a problem in your Sirius Jones battle, just to let you know.
So if you want to talk about some
the
real
streets.
Fucking battles
mm-hmm.
right now, let me tell you something, bro.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm going to tell you something, bro.
Elaborate, sir. Again, elaborate, please.
The psychology of battle rap, actually, when people expect way less of you and they fucking drop down to a level in their head where their expectations are completely erased. I'm talking about where somebody is convinced Diz could never fucking do another good performance again. When somebody convinces themselves that.
Nah, we don't believe that. If you're a true battle rap fan, we don't believe that. We know you had it
but
in
some
you.
Some people will, and it's good. Because the more people that will start seeing in their head that when me and Hollow happen, he's going to obliterate me, he's going to have to live up to that. You understand how that works? It's fucked up. When you go into a battle and everybody is like, if you go into a battle on a killing streak, you have more of a chance of getting bodied than going into a battle after having bad performances. Because I'm telling you, the underdog shit is crazy. And for me, my best battles is where people were doubting the shit out of me.
Really?
Hell yeah, bro. It's really good. It's really good. I can't even tell you how good it is. I'm happy. I think that's the one thing that works against Paulo is that he's so loved that people are going to always expect excellence from him. So if he even slips up, he's going to get the same treatment I did.
Did you feel slighted that Pat State got hollow before you? Because some people say that was blasphemy in the beginning when they heard Pat State. Oh, no,
nah,
listen,
man,
I fuck with Pat State heavy. But you should have got that first, though. Let's keep it tall.
No, nah, not really. I think it would be corny if I thought like that, too. But I definitely shouldn't have got him first. I think me and Hollow is one of those battles where it's kind of timeless. People have been asking about it since 2009. It's not like some new shit. So it's not going to go away this year.
But
this,
hold
Hollow
on, you just proved my point. Hold on, this, you proved my point. If a battle is supposed to happen since 2009 and somebody jumps in front of you and a battle is supposed to happen since 2009, that's the point I'm making, though, bro. Like,
yeah, but it's because of the scenario and who he is in Canada in King of the Dot. Like, that made sense that he would do that. The whole battle, the way it happened, the money that they got for it, you got to know those are isolated situations. And it actually, I was excited to watch it. To be honest,
no, I'm not downgrading the battle at all. I'm not downgrading the battle at all, Diz. I'm just saying,
yeah.
A lot of people felt that when Pat got,
I didn't
you know, the word that him and. Hmm.
I didn't think you were. I just thought you might think that I was like, oh, man, I should be battling Hollow.
No.
Like, we've been talking about battling for, like, 2 years, and, like, it's not something that we're rushing towards. We both know we're going to battle. So it's not like him battling Rock right now, too. Like, that's good. Like, we both understand that. It's not like I'm trying to jump in line or – you know, we're pretty much probably going to be our last battles. So, like, I'm pretty sure after me and him battle, we probably won't battle after that.
You guys always say that, this Verb, Rex.
No, because we've been
guys
around for so long, fool. Fuck, man. Yeah, but Verb, like,
I know that. I know this, but are you burnt out? Let me ask you a question. Are you burnt out? Are you mentally burnt
out?
We're
not burnt out, but once you start getting a taste of the bigger shit, it's hard to stay motivated, bro. Like, and me and Hollow have that in common. Like, after the Joe Budden shit, after the Cassidy and Cannabis shit, like, I gotta, like, it's not that we're burned out. It's just once you taste that crazy fucking, like, next level shit, it's hard to still take shit all in the same seriousness. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like we're going to always push towards that. And I'm definitely going to get another huge profile matchup because I just feel like, I don't know, I want to be able
this,
to be excited.
Them profile matchup, but this. Those profile matchups have not worked out for you, bro.
I mean, one of them did it, and that's fine. That's cool. I still have that first round, though.
Which one? Which one?
Cassidy.
My nigga, I had Cassidy. Listen, I thought you were going to be Cassidy Hardbody. I had Cassidy winning that 2-1. I'm going to keep it tall.
Yeah, I know.
Now, the cannabis shit. The cannabis shit, we just know cannabis, you know. But
we don't know, actually. What? Before that, I thought he was going to crush the whole. We all thought he was going to crush everything, bro.
Well, cannabis definitely.
Yeah,
hell yeah,
definitely,
of course. Come on now.
I've ever battled. He's the most dude I've ever worried about preparing for ever in my life.
I can see that probably. I can really understand.
Bro,
that.
Bro, I thought he was
getting,
bro. It was cannabis, bro. I thought he was coming back. Like, you know, like I thought I was gonna get crushed. Like I was thinking at one point, I was thinking he might crush me in the first like 16. Like I was thinking the battle might be over right when he starts it. Like they're not gonna let me respond. But it was just different. You never know. But yeah, it's motivation, bro. Battle rap is driven by hunger and motivation, and you're gonna get those
right
best matchups when motherfuckers are the most inspired. And to be honest with you, money has a lot to do with it too, man. Believe it or not, we're getting too old, man. Like, small change and shit like that, when you get that for battles, you're going to get those type of performances if you're not getting, like, taken
care
of.
Yeah, but some
of
your – no, listen, some of your compadres who's been doing this as long as you or a couple years after you did, some guys make it obviously they just doing it for a check. And I would think that why make it obviously just going through the motions – because if I'm a lead owner, why the fuck would I want to book you again?
No,
yeah, it comes fucked up.
That's the death of the battler. No, that's the death of the battle rappers. Once I went through that too, bro. Clips went through it. Everybody did. And I'm kind of still going through it. It's just when you're battling just – you're battling because it's just a job now, it becomes a job. It becomes just like how it is when you go to work every day. And you don't want it to be like that. You want it to be exciting. And to be honest with you, yeah, it's not about the money, but, Doug – I can't explain to you this. It's hard because you're not a battle rapper. You wouldn't understand.
Of course.
Having a big bag when you're a battler.
You.
Having a big bag when you're a battler takes care of everything and puts you in a crazy place where you just are just 100% creativity. Trust me when I say the more you take care of the battler, the more crazy the performance would be.
What's the don't, you don't got to give me the price. Who's the battler you got the most paid for? You don't got to tell me the price, but who
Cassidy.
You got paid for the
Cassidy.
Most? Okay. Cassidy?
No, Cassidy, I'll even tell you, I got 50 stacks for it.
So, I ain't mad at you, Diz. Shout out to you for that, for getting the price, for the bag, my G.
Yeah, and I've done battles for like $500, bro, so you know what I mean?
Wow.
So,
okay.
Let me
ask you a question. Let's have some real talk here before we wrap it up here. What's this misconception of people always trying to call you a racist, man, and you a Muslim brother? Why is that always people trying to come at you that way?
I mean,
and
I
always see you hang with a bunch of brothers
that.
Also, so I don't. I'm trying to understand that.
I don't understand.
Does
I
that
think it's
you?
Always white.
Does that
people. It's always huh? white people saying it.
What's? Hey, let me ask you another question. What's the problem with King of the Dying URL? Is there really a rift between two leagues? Do you think that deep down inside?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question. Come on,
Diz.
I don't know, man. I wish they would get along more. I think it's a competition and money thing more than anything. I think fools just everybody's on some business shit. You know what I mean? They don't want to. I wish they would. If them motherfuckers combined heads, they would fucking fix everything up. But.
But how would you combine heads? Pause. How would you combine? How would you do that? Like have. Yeah, you can combine the heads. I had to pause that. Like, how do you combine that? What would you do? A pay per view together?
Like
have URL versus King of the Dot?
Yeah, like throw an event together.
Keep it real. Was Roan robbed?
I didn't watch the whole battle. I watched the first like round and a half of that battle. It looked like Roan was getting off, to be honest with you. But I mean, I just feel like
I ain't gonna hold you though. Roan third round was the best round of the whole battle, in my opinion.
It could have been. I mean, to be honest with you, I just don't feel like he had like we all knew Ice was gonna win. He just didn't have the character to beat Ice, but he was wigging in there. I heard him. It did seem like he went into some like crazy multi-syllable shit and it was rapid firing and pretty nuts, but I don't know. I'll have to watch the whole thing before I can make a judgment like that. That's for sure.
Has Sharon surpassed you?
In what? you're a funny
I'm asking you. No, these are questions. Hold on. These are questions. I got lined up that people.
All right, that's fine.
I told people, have you coming on? I got to ask these questions, brother. Has Sharon surpassed you?
I mean, he's in the beginning of his career. Like the shit that Sharon's like even doing right now, like going to America and rapping. Like he's kind of like he's just.
It's dope though. It's dope.
Huh?
That's my white boy, man. Leave him alone, man. No Sharon slander, B.
Look,
yeah.
I'm not even gonna hate on him. I'm just saying, like, he still has a really long way to go. I mean. You know what it is? Once my documentary comes out, I think a lot of people just don't know all my accomplishments. And once they figure out everything and it's all together in one place, because there's no one place to go see it, then people will understand. Like, he's on the track. He's on the right road. I'm not going to say that the dude's like, you know, he's a failure. He's definitely better
That's
off.
That's a battle that has to happen. Would you agree that you and Sharon have to happen before you wrap it up?
I don't think it has to happen. I think
Pause.
It could if they give me what I wanted, so.
You never know.
I wake up sometimes and I just want to kill fools, so I might just wake up one day and just be like, man, fuck this fool. Let me just battle him.
What do you think about what do you think about J Mills saying that he wants Taylor? I mean, he wants to. I don't know if him and Tay Rock are gonna battle, but I don't know. He said he made Smack this and the third, and
fuck, that'd be such a sick battle.
What Tay Rock and J Mills?
Yeah,
you think so?
Man, that would be crazier than shit.
You think so for real?
Hell yeah!
But what are you basing that off though? We haven't seen Mills battle since Diddy's getting cheesecake. So, like, what are we basing this off?
Is a good rapper, bro.
Okay, all right, that is true.
He's such a good rapper.
But this is a different climate. This is a different climate of battle rap, man. T-Rock is a little different.
It is, but like, yeah, so it depends where it happens. I mean, you know, if it's a small battle, it'd be incredible. If it's like on the URL stage, Rock is gonna get him for sure. Yeah,
are you mad that you and Mook? Last question before I wrap it up here. Are you mad that you and Mook never went down?
No, I mean, it never really got set up, or no one ever tried to set it up. And to be honest with you, I have no motivation to battle Mook ever. Like, unless there's like huge money behind it, obviously. But I just don't feel like I would enjoy that battle just because I feel like that would be another battle where it won't be rap. I feel like there's so much extra shit coming with that that it just wouldn't be fun. I'll probably want to fight him too, so fuck that battle.
Jesus Christ, this man. Yo, Diz, you got to control that sub of me. For real, man.
He has facts. I think he'll do some crazy shit. I mean, he hit Solomon with Skittles, bro. If you're going to start doing all that shit with me, bro, just don't battle me, bro. Like, I don't know why people
Biz, why are you acting like you some Boy Scout on that stage, my G? You be talking just like everybody else. You push Sirius Jones. Come on, man. You try to intimidate cats when you... Come on, man. Whatever it is, man. Diz. Oh, man. Diz, I appreciate you rocking me, my G. For real. You know what I'm saying? We need to do this some more often, man. If you and Hollow go down, you and Hollow get to announce, please come back up here so we can talk about that, brother.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's definitely not off the table. Me and Hollow going to get it in. We're going to see what happens with him and Rock, too, because I'm pretty sure that's going to be, like, the craziest battle of the year. So, you know, I can't wait to see that. But after that, I don't know. We'll see. You know, we got the Battle Rap movie coming out really soon, man.
When are you dropping that?
Coming out at the end of the year, man. It's pretty big. It's not, like, no small movie, man. We've been trying to tell people, man. It's about to be something.
Got you.
Man.
This, I appreciate you again, my G.
Thank you, bro. Hit me anytime.
Easy. That's what it is, man. Shout out Disaster. You already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. Please go check the channel out. I got the JC and Chef Trez recap that I just did. Also, you can leave donations. Check the description on PSA Podcast. If you like the show, whatever, you want to show some love, maybe I get some equipment, I don't know. If you want to leave a good donation, it's right there in the description on a PayPal, man. Easy.